Testing.
This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 19. Let's talk about the bad stuff. It's half the sandwich. The reality sandwich. I suppose bad stuff is really just a way of saying the good stuff, because one begets the other, does it not? It's linguistical. Isn't something defined by its contrast? Speaking of good stuff, I would sometimes have these massages after training a lot where I would ask the masseuse to walk on me.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure. Walk on me for most of the session. And that included walking on my hands, on my forearms, my arms, my feet, my calves, my legs. What about your face? And of course, my back. It would be painful in the way very spicy food is painful. Or hard exercise. It's strange, but sometimes the more something hurts, the more pleasure I would get from it. I'm not sure if that holds for the death of my son. Losing my son has been by far the most painful experience of my life. I don't think I derive any pleasure from it, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything. Sometimes I have noticed that people, of which I'm one, will use bad experiences as a way of leveraging sympathy.
Finally, he gave up.
To make themselves feel special. That's fucked up. But I have to look at it. Am I leveraging my grief to feel special, to feel righteously aggrieved? A victim. From the Latin victima, an animal killed for a religious sacrifice. This is getting a little strange, but there is something religious about grief. Religion, from the Latin religiosus, meaning reverent and having obligation. Grief is like that for me. It is like a monastic commitment.
That is pretty strange.
That is pretty strange.
That is pretty strange.
That is
pretty strange.
That is pretty strange. Where does it really hurt? Pain informs us where it really hurts, like my massages. I should refer to it as body work because there was no hand jobs involved. And the pain wasn't always where my mind thought it was. the pain informed me where it really hurt.
He gave up.
Somehow, when I faced the reality of my son's departure from this world, what hurt inside of me revealed itself.
Revealed itself.
Revealed itself. Echo. 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 I never knew myself until the pain introduced me to myself. And what is a self anyway?
Anyway, anyway, anyway.
Isn't the self really a tool of contrast? Distinction, separateness,
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 separateness.
Yeah, twisting and turning. Are we possibly not separate? Because if we're not really separate entities, we're just perceiving ourselves as that. If the self is a convention or an illusion, then I didn't lose anything.
There's no I.
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 We all lost something. Or we all are the thing that is lost. There's nothing like that. It's just language.
It's just language. It's just language. It's just language. It's just language.
Episode 19.
19. 19.
These days when I hold my cat, I just deeply look into her eyes and acknowledge that every day is a gift. And that one of these days I'm going to have to live that terrible day to say goodbye, as we all will. Is there a separate being to say goodbye to?
To say goodbye to,
say goodbye to,
say goodbye to,
say goodbye to, say goodbye to. Did my son have a separate self that died? Are we all just parts of each other?
Of each other, of each other.
Echo, 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 echo. From the English word echo, meaning sound. Is my grief some kind of illusion, some kind of spell that I've cast upon myself, erroneously believing in separateness,
in separate, in separate, in separate, in separate, in separate?
Is the hunter something different than the food he hunts? One. depends on the other. One creates the other. Pain creates pleasure.
Pleasure, 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 pleasure.
Pleasure. Well, pleasure. Maybe not creates pleasure, but reveals it, or reveals what it is like to feel. A spectrum of feelings that we describe with those words. I know this is because I can play certain bebop heads that I learned 30 years ago. They're in my body. Grief something real? Is it located in my body or in my brain? Is it a real thing? Is manganese a real thing? Is it something that I'm leveraging to keep separate, a tool, to be separate, a concept?
A concept, a concept.
When I am not. Am I separated? From anything? I'm gonna have to think about this. Or not think about it.
I give up, I give up, I give up, I give up, I give up.
Finally, he gave up.
What can I do to honor this experience and not waste it, not trivialize it, not cloud it up with bullshit? Celebrate it.
Reverence.
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 Reverence. Reverence.
is a desk in the apartment that I live in that has two boxes on it. That I can't go near. They're just two boxes.
How should I look at?
How should I look at this? If my son were alive, I would tell him that I've started
twisting and turning
graduate school, and we would talk about why, what,
a hunter, a hunter, and his food, and his food, and his food, and his food.
There's no reason why. It's just there.
It's just there. It's just there. It's just there. It's just there. It's just there.
And where is there?
Nowhere. 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 Nowhere.
Like a mountain.
Nowhere. Nowhere. Everywhere. 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 Everywhere.
Something that will test me. Something hard. Something painful.
And pleasure, and pleasure, and pleasure, and pleasure.
Just because it's there.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost.
To use a tool.
To use, to use, to use, to use, to use.
A mountain can be seen from far away. But when you get close to it, it's a continuum.
Challenges, 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 challenges.
Of moments. Of flowing reality.
Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure.
It's not a thing.
It's pain, it's pain.
It's a state.
Are you saying it's temporal?
I'm gonna have to think about that.
I can sing that.
Self-victimizers. Am I a grieving father or a self-victimizer? And how tragic it is that they brought about their demise. Separate.
But it hasn't always been like that.
No, it's worse than that.
No, it's worse than that.
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 Am I achieving some type of pleasure from my pain?
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Use it. Use it.
Use it. Use it. Use it.
I've heard that little sentence. Use it. I've heard it both at the times of greatest pain and greatest pleasure. Those times of extreme pleasure or extreme pain were also moments where I disappeared. I fell into this black hole of nothingness and experienced not being separate. I would like to say I experienced my true self, but that wasn't it. It's like no self. And those words. Use it. Use it.
Use it. Use it.
I can't say I know how. But I heard those words. But I heard those words. And the I that heard them had no face,
no body, no body, no body, no body, no body.
Mr. Nobody. Not at that moment. What the fuck is going on? Have I been the tool of my own self-delusion? I can't deny how much it hurts to live without my son. But that's not the only part of the story. That's an angle, an aspect of some deeper reality. I heard a quote. It's from the Bhagavad Gita.
Once upon a time,
it said something to the effect that consciousness is when we feel the pain,
the suffering
of every creature inside our own hearts. That I knew that's what I felt, what I experienced.
Finally, he gave up.
In the throes of the grief that I felt when you died, it was universal. Exercised it, used it. It's like
a storm
that is silent in the middle. And everything comes comes from that silence. And I hated to admit it. But losing my son.
Losing.
Finally, he gave up.
Losing my son. Being a loser. Experiencing grief the way all creatures feel it. Reminded me that I wasn't disconnected to everything. Like a birth.
Use it.
The story. Realizing you were never born. But becoming aware.
Twisting and turning.
That there was no separateness. Is that a word? And if that were true,
if
I hadn't lost my son, then I had not lost you. Not in the way
I thought.
Those two boxes.
Once upon a time.
Are filled with my son's ashes. They're like little coffins. And I don't know what to do with them.
Use them.
Thank you. I'm gonna have to think about Mr. Nobody. Out.